Luke, Ben, and Vistara assumed a triangular back-to-back formation and moved out into the more open area of the chamber, where the bodies of Theran listeners were not so numerous. The listeners themselves seemed to have lapsed from agonized dreams into true sleep. Sith began raining down from the two platforms. They moved to surround Luke and his companions, their lightsabers springing to life. There was no mistaking their intent, at least not for Luke and Ben. Tola Anax, still on the platform, did have words for Vistara.
Care to surrender, dear? I'd really enjoy seeing you try to talk your way out of your current situation.
Vistara's reply was resolute and haughty enough to impress Luke.
How about you surrender to me? I might let you live. No thank you, dear. But I appreciate the courtesy.
Over her shoulder, Vistara stage whispered.
Brace yourselves. We'll be hit by a major force attack in 10 seconds. 9.
The Sith attacked. Their assault was simple and effective, overwhelmed by sheer number of simultaneous assaults. 2 Sith confronted and swung at each of them. Beyond the enclosing triangle of hand-to-hand fighters, more Sith gestured, shoving at the defenders, attempting to use telekinetic techniques to move them out of line into the paths of red blades. More Sith leapt over the fight, one after another, inverting, striking at the Skywalkers and Vistara below. At the end of his or her leap, each landed on the far side, turned, and leapt again. Conserving his depleted strength, Luke fought a defensive battle, deflecting his attacker's blows into the floor, into open air. Seeing, feeling the force being marshaled to shove him, he resisted, but did so soft style, turning away from the shove or letting it propel him in a direction he wanted to step, never fighting it with pure strength. He had to fight that way. He could barely stand. His injured knee was beginning to tremble again. His leg nearly buckled beneath him. He heard Ben's more energetic defense, heard the snap and crackle of his lightsaber blade against Sith blades. There was a sizzle from above Vistara. Something meaty dropped behind Luke and then rolled out where he could see it. It was the head of one of the leaping Sith, a man. The rest of his body crashed to the floor atop a Theran Lister. The distant sounds of battle were not diminishing, just changing. The echoes of blaster fire were being replaced by the distinctive crackle of force lightning, a counterpoint to the constant drone and snap of distant lightsabers. The Sith had reached Avaloth. She was no longer screaming, but others were, as Avaloth slew Sith. And all the while, Vistara was counting.
8, 7, 6, 5.
One of Luke's opponents missed time to strike, slashing when his partner was in mid-retreat. Luke minimally sidestepped, kept his blade from being engaged, brought its tip beneath the attacker's hand. The attacker's own momentum brought his wrist down across Luke's green blade. The man groaned as his severed hand and the weapon in it slapped to the permacrete floor. Clutching his wrist, he retreated, only to be replaced by a lavender-skinned female. She smiled, clearly relishing her opportunity to cut down the legendary Jedi Master.
4, 3...
Luke tensed. He did not know what sort of force attack the Sith were bringing to bear against him, but he was grateful that Vistara knew who was coming, knew down to the exact second. He would do his best to withstand it. He guided an incoming slash from his new opponent away from him, flicking it laterally. It grazed the thigh of his other opponent, who hissed as the blade cut through his robes and into his skin.
2, 1, now!
The force hit Luke like a sledgehammer. He reeled and fell to his knees. As if by reflex, his blade transcribed a defensive pattern that would confound many an attack. But no enemy blade struck at him. All around them, the Sith also spasmed and fell, their eyes widening from the power that had just assaulted them as well.